The teretz was a he disharm minim havoi. The chesiv, the pasuk in Cheskel says, v'yata now b'shasta klola kach lecha chitim usarim opul v'yadoshim v'zeichem akusmin. Make bread out of all these type of minim, these type of flowers mixed together. Mashma, that's not called the food that b'nei adam eat. So if you have such a bread that's made out of all different type of flowers mixed together, that you can't use for Ruv Chaseris, that's no good. The mashma, but we hold, yeah, like Rav Chiya Ravin said, that any type of bread is good, even bread made out of lentils is also good. The bread that they gave to the through to the klovim was mamish made out of the tzoya of an adam, the excretion that comes out of a person. That's what they made the bread from. It is a pasuk in Yechezkel, the Siv, v'hi v'gelalei tzoyas ha'adam t'yugenalei nayim. You know what they're going to use for their bread? Their clothes are going to be so gefelach, they're going to have to mamish use the tzoyas ha'adam, excretion from the person. That's what they're going to have to use to make the bread with. So the kitzis does such a type of a thing, and that was the matzah they brought in front of Shmuel, and he threw it to the dogs. Weiter, the end of the pasuk says, Umay v'ugoyz sa'orim techlenu, they'll eat cookies, bread made out of barley, is omrav chizda lishurim. It doesn't mamish mean of barley, it means shurim, it'll have very scarce amount. You'll have to measure out exactly how much eating. Rapoparoma arevosa kareva sa'orim, v'loy kareva schitim. When you're going to mix up your dough, you're not going to mix it up normally like wheat dough, the way we make it. You're going to mix it up like barley dough, in other words, you're not going to make the bread so good. That was the klolos that the Cheskel said. Rashi says, like a reva's kariga sarim, meguna, v'la yafa ketikun a reva's chitim, shemiyafa tikun uga agula v'nor. The way you make dough made out of flour, that's very nice. Here they made out of barley, it doesn't look so nice. That was the clover Yechezkel gave them. Right. Noisein odom mo'o lechenveni. A person could go to a storekeeper, go to a grocery man, and give him a dollar bill. Hu adin lo nachtem, he'll go to the baker, and he'll give him a dollar bill. Kedei sheyisko loy erif. Divri rebeleza. Kedei that he should be mezaka, like you're giving him money, as if to say, with this money I want to buy bread, and this bread that I'm buying I'm going to use for the Ruv Chaseris. So that's kosher. So Rashi, noisen odem mo'o lechenveni. Shu moicher yain v'dari mebemovi. The storekeeper, the owner that sells the wine, lives in the Mavi also. And you want him to mishtat to make the error for you. So you give him the money, it's good. If you want him to make a Ruv Chaseris for you, you have to use bread. If he, the baker, lives in the Chotzer, he can make the error for you. But you tell them, here's my dollar, that lo yitzu, the rest of the people, the chotz, the rest of the people, the movi, come to you to buy the bread for their Ruv Chaseris, or the shtufa mevoyis, this money should be my chelik in it. So Rabbi Leza holds, that's kosher. Div Rabbi Leza. Just by giving money, it's good. They hold no. Stam the fact he gave money, we hold that money, kesef, is not koina. Even though midiraisa kesef is koina, we'll soon see in our beis, of a midirabonin, though you have to make a kinyan meshicha. It's not enough just to give money. So even though you gave money, you're not koina. So drashi loy zocho loy moisav, shein moyes koinois achi moshech. Unless you make a meshicha, you have to pull the food, pull it to you, that's the kinyan. But money is not koina. V'afidu irav achen v'ni azel l'chol acherim. Even if this chenvin now makes the air for everybody, still it's no good. And he has das to mezaka the bread even for this person, still it's no good. Ain't no air. Why? Said Rashi, Shurben loy niskavin, lischos loy, b'matnas chinam kishar mezachin, b'eruf. That the storekeeper, when he had das to mezaka bread for this Reuben and gave him the money, he didn't have das to mezaka the bread for free, like for everybody else. El alik noy samor. Since the person gave me a dollar, I want his dollar to be kind of the bread for him. And the halacha is, and the money is not kind of for you. The money is not kind of. Is loy som chadaita, person not same das. Die. Loy heavy daita le aknuye. Venim tsamarav loy bemoisa shloimi daita. As if you're being married for the other person without his das. Because the person's das is, he wants his dollar bill to be koina for him. And we hold money is not koina. So if a chum say in such a case, the Arab is not chal. This person has no shittuf in the Ruv Chaseris or in the shtufim voice. So tomorrow, though, umoida, though, bishar kolodim, with a regular person, shezocholoi moisav,
that Zatrashim means the first big Gemara Balabaye Shomlech Averod. Stam, a person goes to his friend. Heilach mozu, take this money. Vizochli beruv. You don't go to the storekeeper himself or to the baker. You go to your friend and you give your friend a dollar and tell him, etzav tzi, go buy some bread and be mishnatav, make an error for me. Volach vizicholoi. And then this person goes and he buys his own food as mazak, his own food for the first person. Shekon eruv. Then it is chal. Why? Toho yuvim balabayis. Rogul limcha kikrois. Since the balabayis does not sell bread. When his friend gave him the money and told him, you go, buy me the bread, you're only my friend, you're not a baker. So I knew you, like, I'm not giving you the money to be kind for me. Now I'm making you a shliach. I'm like telling you, I want you to be my shliach and make an error for me. By a baker also, if you give him money, but if you tell him, I want you to make an error for me, then avadim it's kosher. The only concern is if you go to the baker and you give him the dollar, so since the baker sells bread, usually there the das is that you want your dollar to be kind of the bread for you, and money is not kind of. Mashen, if you don't go to the baker himself, you go to your friend, and you give your friend a dollar bill, you start making him a shliach to buy for you, so then the error is chal.
Weiter, you're only memara for somebody for his das. So Rashi Hilchach, Gabi Chendvini Kiyom Molei Zochli Leniskavel Liknei Semenu. That's the svara. You can only do it midas of the person. So why the Chendvini or the baker? When you gave the baker the money, we say your svara is that you don't want the baker to be zeicher for you his own bread. You want this dollar bull to be kind of you the bread, and you want that bread to make the error for you. And that's not chal. You don't own the bread. Money is not kind of. So that's the thought. Since ain't marav on the daitoi, you can only be marav on the daitoi, therefore the error is not chal in such a case. Now, the Omer Rabbi Yehuda, the Medivor Mamurim, this is Rabbi Yehuda sheet that we had before. Rabbi Yehuda says, when do we say this halacha and error is only chal? Midas odim, the person has to want it. And not shloimi dait, it's only the Rubei Tchumim. Because there it's a chayv, like we said. A Rubei Tchumim, you want to make Eretz Tchumim for Rubein. Who says Rubein wants it? Maybe Rubein would rather have his Tchum inside the city, because they could walk 2,000 amas the other way. Who says you're doing him a taiva by putting it lemizrach? Maybe he wants to walk marav. So yeah, for Rubei Tchumim pshit, you have to ask the person first. You can't do it shloimi dait. Aval hatab yuda, aval berubei chatzeroyis, Marvin Ladaito Shloimi Daitoi. You don't have to ask the person. You're allowed to be Mazaka the bread for him, even Shloimi Daitoi. Why? Lefisha Zochin Lyodim Shloibifonov, Vien Chavim Lyodim Shloibifonov. Anytime it's a schus for somebody, you could make Kiyonim for him. Like they're saying, you could use your bread and let somebody else pick it up to be Zoicha for Ruvain. And Ruvain is in the Erev. Because Zochin Lyodim Shloibifonov. There's only a klal, you can't do a chayv, you can't do something bad to somebody else. Like a Rubei Tchumim, there you may be mastered him. Maybe he wants to go to Mizrach side, and you'll make an error of Lamar side. He's losing out now. But a Rubei Chatzeros is only gaining on the deal. Therefore, you don't have to ask for shus. And Malach is like that. If you want to make a Rubei Chatzeros with the people living in your house, you don't have to ask them for a shus of the rule Yidden. You just have somebody pick up the matzah and be mezakrit for everybody in the chotzer, and you can make the Rubei Chatzeros. But we all like to give you the since it's a shus, zochun yad mishra b'chonos. So the Gemara, my time with the Rebbe Lezer. What's the Pshat in Rebbe Lezer talk? Rebbe Lezer Shita was saying now that money is koina. If you gave money to the Chendvini, or you gave money to the baker, and told him that with this dollar bill I want to own a piece of bread, and that bread should be for my heir if it's takachal. For the Gemara, Holei Moshach, he didn't make a kinyan yet. Like we know, money is not koina. So how could Rebbe Lezer say the heir of Ischal, the person doesn't own the bread yet? Or Rav Nachman Amarava Barahua. Asur Reb Lezer Kedalit Prokim Meshana. In the Chanami, there's a special kula here with the Rabbanon. The Geyat Hilcha Shabbat Rabbanon will make it to say that here money is koina. Just like we find in the Locha by Dalit Prokim Meshana, four times in the year, the Rabbanon will make it to say that money is koina. The Tanan we learned, Vidalit Prokim, that's four different times of the year, Elu, in these special four times, Mashchitin Esatabach Bakorchoy. We tell the butcher, like, you have to make the Shchita Bakorchoy. And afilu shor shav elev dinner, even though the animal is worth $1,000, vein lokeich elev dinner echad, and the lokeich only gave you $1 for it, still kaifanay salishchad. We force you to shecht it for him. Is the pshat is that here we say money is kinda. So since you gave a dollar, even though you weren't, really you weren't moshach, you didn't pull the animal yet, They just gave the butcher a dollar. When you gave the butcher a dollar, you own now a chelik of this animal. You own $1 worth of this animal. So you're like a bailam on the animal. Therefore, you have right to tell the butcher, I want you to shech my animal now. You have right to tell him. Even though the whole year round we say money is not kainah, stop giving money, you're not kind of anything, you have to make a mashicha. See, here the butchers are saying, nothing doing, I don't want a shech now, I wait till I have a lot of customers. But in these four times of the year, the Rabbanu will make all to leave it to Din Torah that money is kind of. Lefigur, therefore, in meis lakeach, Luyitzri, the animal dies, you know that the lakeach loses out. Since Lakeh, the one that's buying it, gave money, and at these times we say money is kainah, so as soon as you gave over the money, you own the animal now. And if the animal dies before the Shechita, you're tough luck. What about Mace Lakeh? Mace Lakeh, for the Gemara Ole Moshach, why? He didn't make a Mashiach yet. Amurafuna Vesha Moshach. One teretz is, we taken made a Mashiach here. If you made a Mashiach, if you're kind of the behemoth, aim a safer. What does the safer say? He should know b'shar yemois hashana. The rest of the years, we'll soon see in Rashi what these four times are. It's erev. Rashi brings down here. It's erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, erev Yom Tov erev Pesach. Everybody buys meat for Pesach, so it's as far as a big rush to buy the meat. Rabbanu will make them. The erev Yom Tov Shel Atzeres Shel Sol Shavuos, the erev Rosh Hashanah. The Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. Interesting. Erev Yom Tov Erev Shemini Atzeres. Vice versa, Erev Sukkah, everybody's too busy. You're too busy to buy meat then. People are busy building their sukkah and making dal minim. You have no time to buy meat. The time to go buy meat is vice versa, Shemini Atzeres. What do you do about sukkah? You took care of it before already. Took care of the meat. No, the Erev Yom Kippur Begol. Who is an Erev Yom Kippur and Gol is also a Zman of a Sudah in Gol. Now, in these times, since it's very important to have meat, the Rabbanu will make it to say that just giving money gives you a kinyan already in the meat. You own the meat. Now, if you want to say you made a kinyan mashiach here, that's what we're talking about. What does the sefer say? The rest of the year ain't a kinyan. You don't have this halacha. That money is not kinyan the rest of the year. The animal dies. Who loses out? The meicher. The tabach, the one that's selling the meat, loses out. That what happened here? Somebody came into the store and gave the tabach $100 for this animal. Now, calls the mind the person didn't make a mashicha, he's not kind of the animal. It still belongs to the butcher. And it's only chal later when he takes the meat. So if the animal dies now, before they made the shechita, the meicher loses out, he has to give the money back. Yeah. Is amai ha-moshach? If you're telling me now this Bryce is talking about even these four times of the year, where Lokech made a kinyan mashicha, so the vadik koinerit, so why the rest of the year isn't the same halacha? Avad, if you give money for an animal, and you go and you're moshach the animal, you go make a kinyan mashicha, you're kind of the animal, it's your animal. If the animal dies now, you're tough luck. So why does the Bryce say the rest of the year it's not that way? Why not? Tell him it's mash maklo, they did not make a kinyan mashicha. Reb Shmuel, Reb Yitzchok, L'yoylam b'shloy moshach. We're talking about Taka, you did not make any Mashiach. That these four times of the year are special times. That if you just gave money with the money alone, that the person gave the money to the butcher, he's kind of the meat. Hochim ma'askinon b'shloy. The one teretz in Nachman's name, Hochim ma'askinon b'shloy zichloy adayacher. That somebody else was mazakrit for you. Shrashim zichloy tabach lokeach b'shor zeh shava din radayacher. Maybe they're talking about the butcher, had somebody made a kinyan, had somebody come and move the animal to make a maisa mashicha, and that person was mazakrit for you. Yeah. So it's Gemara Bazoi. But that, so we say what? So that's one teretz. So now why daf with these dalet prokim? The bedalet prokim made lo dischus loy zochel loy shabafonav. These four times of the year, everybody needs meat. They want the meat. So once the butcher has somebody pick up the meat to be mezakut for the person, pshita the person is nicha, he's dying to get the meat, so it's koinam. Mashenki mishai yemois hashana, dechoyvu loy, ein chavim loy, ela b'fonam. The rest of the year, it's not so dochik, you don't need the meat that important. Sure, you go to the store. Now, you would rather wait for the kinyan until after the shechita took place, to make sure the meat will be kosher. You're not in a rush to say right now you want to be kind to the animal should belong to you. So if the butcher goes and has somebody make a mice kinyan to be zechrit for you, you taka don't want to be kind to the animal. Because you're afraid maybe the animal will die before the shechita. You don't want to lose out. So the rest of the year that you're not so nervous about having the meat, there it's a chav, a person doesn't want it to be chal. That's one teretz. What's the gate to us though is Rabbi Loi Om Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Loi, name of Rabbi Yechanan says another teretz. B'dalet prokem elu, in these four times of the year, we're saying Erev Pesach, and Erev Shemini Atzeres, and Erev Yom Kippur, is B'dalet prokem elu, hemidu chachomim divreyem al divrei Torah. These four times of the year, the Rabbanan left the Kinyan the way it's supposed to be Midiraisa. Then what does that mean? The Yom Rabbi Yechon Shitter is, Tvah Torah Moyes Kronis. Really Midiraisa. When you want to buy something, you want to buy a Chmesa tape recorder. If you give the person money, when you give him money for it, money is Kronis. That's Midiraisa. Money is a Kinyan Midiraisa. No, why did the Rabbanan say no? By giving money alone, you're not kind of the tape recorder yet. If something happens to it, it's still the Moichah's responsibility, and the Leich has a right, the Lokech has a right to get his money back. The Rabbanan said money is not kind of. Why did the Rabbanan say, don't be kind of with money, but rather you have to make the Mashiachah, you first have to take the machine into your Rishus, and then you kinyan. Why did the Rabbanan make such a kinyan? It's a gzeira, shema yomru loy nisafoch itecha baliyah. That we're afraid maybe the Lakeach will give the money for a bundle of wheat to a Meicher. I'll give the money. And now, at night time, the Meicher has a fire in his house. So the Meicher feels, what do I got to go care to put out the fire? It doesn't belong to me anymore. Since the person already gave me the money, it belongs to him, so I won't care so much. I won't go to fight the fire so much. I won't put out the fire. So because of that, the Bonomatic Zer, nothing doing. That calls the man, the person didn't take his wheat home, he didn't make a Kinyan Mashiach, it still belongs to you. Therefore, in case there'll be a fire in the Moichah's house, the Moichah will be very makpid to make sure he puts out the fire. So that's why Rabbanu made this takona to say that money is not kainah, so you have to make a Mashiach. So that's very good the whole year round. Mashenke, these four times of the year, that there's a svara that a person needs the meat, and is very worried about the meat, here the Rabbanan said that money is kind. As soon as you give the Tavach money, it's like you own the behemoth already, and even the Tavach says, I don't want a shecht now, no, you have a right to force the Tavach to shecht. So what we're saying, the same shot is in Rebbe Lezer now Mishnah, that what happened here, we're talking about a Rubi Chetzeris, that Yisam gave money to the baker to buy to be kind of the bread. So Mishum Hilchas, Eruvei Chatzeris, Al Silchas Shabbos, the Rabbanan will make loss the same money as Koina. So therefore, when you give the money to the baker, by giving over the money, you're Koina the bread is taka yours. Therefore, when they use that bread for you, for an Eruvei Chatzeris, it's good, while the Eruvei Chatzeris is Chal, because the bread taka belongs to you. So Grasha, top Rash, right after Gemara says, but that would prove him. The matarot Reb Yechla Kamolik, Reb Yechla answers, "Te midu ben chachomim divreiim al din Torah." The Rabbanan left it like it is midiraisam. The moyus kindness that with money alone you kindness something is afkan here also. Mifnei tikin Shabbos because of the tikkun of Shabbos, he midu divreiim al din Torah. Mishum the halacha of erev chaseres, Rabbanan will make a letter to say that since midiraisam money is kind and the bread is yours, the Rabbanan left it that way that the bread belongs to you and the erev is chal. More weiter. Umoidim b'shar kolodim. But by other people, everybody's moidim, then giving money, you're just making him a shliach, and then it's good. So the more my shar kolodim, what does it mean to other people? Omarav balabayis, a regular balabos. V'chein, there's not a baker, not a storekeeper. V'chein omar shmul balabayis, the omar shmul. When do we say when you give money to the baker, you bedafke makpid that the money should be kind of the bread? That's only by a baker. Abba balabayis, if you give money to the balabos, then you're telling him, go out and buy me bread. You don't bedafke have das that your money has to be kind of the bread. So you're making this person a shliach for you to make an error for you. Abba balabayis is that a kind of. The yom ha-shmuel lo shonu ela more. It's only if you give even the baker, you give him money. Abba kli. What about you give him a handkerchief, you give him a kli, then koina. Then you have a kinyan sudir. Rash learns by giving over a kli, Rash learns that's a kinyan sudir. And a kinyan sudir is koina. So if you go to the baker, and you give him over your handkerchief, to make a kinyan sudir, with that you koina the bread. So then the Arab is also chal, because then it's your bread. The Yom HaShmuel, even when you go to a baker, that the Chum says it's no good, lo shonu elu the Yom HaLoi Zocholi. If you're telling him, with this money, I want my money to be kind of the bread for me. I will oma orivli, but if I don't say I want the money to make the bread to be mine, I just tell the baker, here's a dollar, and I want you to make an error for me. Then the pshat is shliach shavina b'koni. Then you're only making the baker a shliach for you, that the baker has a right to take his own bread and mezakrit for you, then he could make a kinyan for you. Omer Rav Yehuda b'medavar mamurim. If Yehuda says, when do we say that you have to have das? Yes, the person that's only by rubit chumin. But a rubit chatzera should give him a zakri b'shloimi daitai. Omer Rav Yehuda mashmuel, halachik Rav Yehuda, p'tayak apostolik Rav Yehuda, that by rubit chatzera should allow to make an error for somebody else, shloimi daitai. Since it's a schus, you can be mezakah the bread to him. For lo yoid, not only this, ela kol mokim shishon Rav Yehuda be erevin, halachik moisei. Wherever Rav Yehuda says Allah and Hilchas Ervin, we take a paskin like him. Omer le Rav Chana begirato le Rav Yehuda. Omer Shmuel, afilu bin mavu shenitlu karosi lechayev. Is it true even in a case where the mavu is missing its kairo or it's missing its lechi? Trashi b'Shabbos the makeup of Rav Yehuda perikol agagis v'yom matoron liris haShabbos. We had a shal there at the beginning of Shabbos. This movi had its lechi, had its kaira. Since at the beginning of Shabbos it had its fourth wall, the kaira of a lechi, you're allowed to carry out from the chotzer into the movi. What about now in the middle of Shabbos the lechi breaks down, or the kaira falls down? So as the machlek is there, that there of you, the paskin, still we say, Shabbos, however, hutra, since at the beginning of Shabbos was mutter to carry out, you're still allowed to carry out. Do we even paskin by that halach like Yehuda? Or matluch? You only told him by Hilchas Erevin by Ruvin Chatzeris for loy b'mechitzas, but not negate halacha b'mechitza. There it's halacha in the mechitza that a movi really only has three walls to it. A movi sosim, the fourth wall will make it with a kur of a lechi. If the kur of a lechi falls down on Shabbos, that's called Hilchas Mechitza. So do you say by even a mechitza, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was there, the fourth mechitza, it falls down on Shabbos, it's to still be mutter or not, that we don't have to pass like Rav Yehuda. We only pass like Rav Yehuda in Hilchas Erevin, where you have already a dal of mechitzes. There's only a shal to make a rubit chatzeres, rubit chumim, then we pass like Rav Yehuda, but not by mechitzes. Omalei Rav Acha Brei the Rov Rav Ashi. Halocha, that you say, loch Rav Yehuda, mechlau the pligi. You tell me chutz machlokes tanakam echomin Reb Yehuda, and therefore you're saying we pass on the loch like Reb Yehuda. I v'om Reb Yeshua ben Levi kol mokim shom Reb Yehuda emosai uvamer the Mishnah seinu. Any time in the Mishnah when Reb Yehuda comes after a tanakama and Reb Yehuda says such a lashon like emosai, like when, or else uvamer, like here in our Mishnah also, om Reb Yehuda v'amer devorim amurim. So Reb Yehuda is saying, when do we say this? You should know, eino elo lefarish duvrei chomim. That's what Yeshua ben Levi said. That whenever a Yehuda in the Mishnah after a Chavim says Vamed Vur Mamurim or says a Loshen of Emosai, he's only coming to explain the Tanakama. So why do you have to say Halacha Reb Yehuda? Pshita Halacha Reb Yehuda. There's no Machlekes. Reb Yehuda himself is only coming to explain the Tanakama. So the Gemara, for Loi Pligi, there's no Machlekes. For Anant Nan, we learn clearly there is a Machlekes. Let's say more people come to live in this chot now. Moisif, you have to add into the Erev now. Mezakeh, you could be mezakrit for them. But you have to be modiyah them. That's not like Reb Yehuda. So here you see, Claude, there's a machlokes here between Reb Yehuda and the Tanakama. And the Gemara, I tell you, no. There, the Tanakama is Daska talking about, we have a chotze, true, living in between two movies. Here we have to ask the person which movi do you want to have an erech haseres with? Because you have a right either to carry out to the right movi or to the left movi. So we can't come and do it without asking you. Because maybe you would have to want to go this way and we'll make it the other way. We'll make it a chay for you. So in such a case, even if you is moida, you have to ask him a shus. But in the case where there's only one chotzer there, so pshit, that this is the only place you can make the Erev Chatzeres, maybe everybody holds like a Yehuda, that since it's a schus for the person, you don't have to ask him beforehand. So the Marav I name, V'omer Rashiz B'omer Rechizda, Zoy we had before, Zoy Sameris, Chalukim Olav Chavera Rav Yehuda, that we said no, at least Rashiz B'omer Rechizda said that the Tanakama argues on Rav Yehuda, that even in a case where there's only one chotzer there, so there's only a schus for him, still the Tanakama says you have to ask. So according to this pshat, there's zicha machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. So it doesn't come out good according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's klal. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, whenever it says, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is only coming to explain the Tanakama. And according to Rashi Shizbi, he said, no, there's a machlekes Tanakama in Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara, Ela gavra gavra karamis, you ask me a kasha like the kasha. You ask me a kasha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Adi Shmuel. You ask me a kasha on a meroyim one to the other. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds that whenever Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says ba'med or mamurim, he's only coming to explain the Tanakhama. There's no machlokes. Say nechnami. According to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no machlokes Tanakhama in Rabbi Yehuda. Now you ask me a kasha and Shmuel. Shmuel says there is halacha. I tell you Shmuel agos on Rabbi Yeshua, and Shmuel holds no that even though Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah ba'med. It's not a klal, he's coming to explain the Tanakhama. It could be he's coming to argue on the Tanakhama. Because the machlokes amoraim, what's pshat when Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, ba'med devor amurim. Right, the gavra gavra karamis. So the more ma'asava pligi, one holds there is a machlokes, or ma'asava le pligi, one holds no, there's no machlokes. Gufa, Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol mokom sh'om Rabbi Yehuda eimosai. Whenever we have in a Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda starts off the statement saying like eimosai, when is this said? Or else uvameh, like in our Mishnah, bameh devor mamurim, the Mishnah senu, in a Mishnah you should know, enuel lefarish dubrech chomin. He's only coming to explain what the chomin said, what the Tanakhama said. Rabbi Yechon Amar eimosai lefarish, he also know. If he says the lashon of eimosai, then he's coming to explain. Uvameh lechalik. But when he says Lashem Bamed or Mamurim, then Tak is coming to argue on Tanakhama. For the Gemara of Yemusai Lafarish, is it true? Whenever you say Lashem of Yemusai is coming to explain on Tanakhama, Yemusai Lafarishu, V'yotanan we learned. V'yeluhein Apsulim. These are people that are possible to say Edis. These are Apsulay Edis. Hamasachi Bekuvia, people that play cards. Or Malvab Ribis, people that borrow and with interest. Malvab Ribis. Or Mafricha Yoinim, people that play a bet. They put their money down to bet on the flying of the birds. Not the horse races, but the bird races. People that sell and do their Paris on Shrias. The Torah says on the seventh year in Eretz Yisrael, the Paris that grow by themselves, you're only allowed to eat them and not do business with them. A person that can't hold himself back and takes those Paris and sells them and makes money on it, is called a Rosho. That a Rosh can't become an aid. So these are the people that are possible to be aids. And Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Eimosai, when do we say the apostle, Bizman, Shein Umnis, Elohi? That this is the whole livelihood. A person, his whole livelihood is only gambling, that's the way he makes his money, he's not kosher to be aids. Avul Yeshli Umnis, Shelohi, the person has a normal business. He has a good business. And just on the side, he likes to play a little bit, he gambles a little bit, he enjoys it. Then I raise a kosher. That's not called someone that's running after money. It's not the way he makes his money. That's called time for pleasure. He's not called a rusher then. He's still kosher liadis. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Now, the Tony Yalob of Bryce, learned on this in the Bryce, the Chachamim and Chachamim say, Bein Shein La Yumnis, whether the person doesn't have any other business. This is the only business he does, only gambling. Elohi, or Bein Sheish La Yumnis, whether he has a regular parnosa. He's only betting now and gambling for a joke, for his fun. Is Bain Shein Loy Umnis Shaloi, he has no other business. Hare's apostle. That's his apostle. So here you see, even though Rabbi Yehuda says Lashon of Eimosai, still the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yehuda. So here is not like Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Lashon of Eimosai in the Mishnah, he's coming to explain the Tanakhama. And here we see Klaw the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara he the Rabbi Yehuda Amr of Tafani. This din is not Rabbi Yehuda alone, it's Rabbi Yehuda Amr of Tafin. Tetanya. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Reb Tarfin. Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of Reb Tarfin. It's not his own din. Li Oilam Ein Echad Mihem Nozir Lefi Shein Nizirus El Liaflo. A person is not a Nozir unless he says out clearly a clear Loshin. Shein Nizirus El Liaflo. Liaflo means he has to speak it out clearly exactly what he means. The Rashi says, Ein Echad Mihem Nozir Shnayim Sheyosh from two people were sitting. For all echad bo, and they saw somebody coming in front of them. The yomer echad mehem hareni nozir shezeh nozir. The yomer chaveroi hareni nozir shezeh nozir. The first one said, "I'm going to be a nozir if this person is a nozir." And the second one said, "I'm going to be a nozir if that person is not a nozir." That's what they said. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Tashman said, "Both of them is not a nozir here. The zirus is not chal. Why? Because it's not called a clear neder. Like you said, you're going to be a nozir only if that person is a nozir." Now, do you know if he's a nozir or not? No. So b'shas, you spoke out and said you want to be a nozer, you do not know if he is, if it's chal or not. That's not called a good lashon for the zeris. So Rashi laflo, she a nidroi mefurish ala vadai. When you speak out to say hareni nozer, want to be a nozer, you have to speak out vadi, a vadi to be a nozer. V'lo yiputer sofik in nozer oisei abol negdoi. Not like here. If the person's a nozer, then I want to be a nozer. If you're not a nozer, no, that's no good. Alma, what do we see? Kiva the masafkula yinozer iloi nozer who loy mishaba nafsha. He doesn't really mean to become a nozer. Minasofik, a person doesn't do it. This is the svara why gambling is awesome. Because you put money, you're betting on the horses. Now when you put your money down, what are you putting it down for? Because you think you're going to win. You don't think you're going to lose. So you put the money on the almanas, you win. On the side you lose when somebody takes your money, it's called like a ganif. Because you weren't really makna the money to somebody else. You never had that will to give it up. It's called like a smacht like anya. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, no matter what, even though you have other umnis, still you call the Russian. Trashi koni natseich. You put your money down only, you have das only to win. And you only put your money down to win. You don't put it down to lose. Therefore, on the side you lose, when the other person takes it, you're like, it's stealing. Because you were not mocked, you didn't give up your money. So therefore, according to Yehuda Shita, you have to have a vadai. Therefore, any type of gambling here is possibly yedis.